plant business is blooming during the pandemic. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a Wichita musician hopes to use his songwriting abilities to reconnect with others.
So I think coming out of this, like, I just want to sit with more people and listen and try to, like, take a new approach to writing that way.
But first, houseplants are back, in a big way. Just ask Tilly's Flowers. The longtime family-owned business in Wichita noticed a growing interest in indoor plants before the pandemic. But as Deborah Shire explains, sales and demand really took off this past year as people looked for something to nurture during all that time at home.
Most of the retail area inside Tilly's Flowers on East Harry is filled with green, leafy plants. Snake plants with their slender, firm, upright leaves are hard to miss. Some bushy plants are growing around small poles in their containers. The big, broad leaves on the fiddle-leaf fig plants almost look fake. More than 100 plants of all sizes make up the lush displays.
So we actually just got a plant truck in a couple weeks ago, and then we have a fill-in every single week from a local guy that comes in.
Jennifer Bernard and her sister run the flower shop that their grandma Tilly started. The business opened as a greenhouse in 1876, selling plants and vegetables, and switched to selling fresh flowers a few decades later when Tilly took over. Jennifer looks to the local grower to add variety and maybe some exotic plants because, you know, plant parents want a choice.
The plant parents are kind of the new trendy thing, so you might get like millennials that come into the store because they're picking out a new plant.
She says this new passion for spider plants, ferns, and ivy is similar to the houseplant craze back in the 1970s. But this time, the trend is about more than aesthetics. The COVID-19 pandemic kept us away from family and friends, so many people accumulated potted plants to fill the void in their social lives.
It was a perfect opportunity for people that wanted to be a plant parent. They didn't really know how to, but they had the time to be at home and really learn how to take care of those plants.
An arrangement of small plants in a ceramic pot called a dish garden is popular. A desktop palm or bird's nest fern can liven up homes or offices. Then there are the starter plants, the kind that won't make you feel guilty if they don't survive.
The new thing are succulents and air plants. They look like little spiders, so they're fairly easy. It's a safe plant to take care of.
Low-maintenance plants can last years with dedicated care. Jennifer says the real joy and satisfaction comes over time when new growth emerges. Proud plant parents are often quick to show off their budding vines and blooms.
If they're taking care of at home, they're like, ooh, I have a baby. I have a baby coming. So it's pretty exciting that they know that they're not killing the plant. They have new growth.
Easter lilies are the star of the plant world this weekend.
That's always real popular. And of course, you can always plant those outside after the blooms die off.
Tilly's Flowers is known for its roses and fresh flower arrangements. The excitement over houseplants really gets back to the roots of the business.
This is where we keep some plants here, our little growers. We have growing lights. We have plants all through the store.
For The Range, I'm Deborah Shar.
There's some more back here, succulents, air plants.
You can find more on this story at KMUW.org. Singer-songwriter Aaron Lee Martin is a worship leader at Hope Community Church, and until this past year, he performed regularly at local venues. Because of the pandemic, Martin, like many musicians, has had to find new ways to connect with others. On this first Friday, he talks about how that has changed his approach to storytelling.
Yeah, you've been made to fail. You've been made to grow.
I've really just missed the community that comes with our live music scene here in Wichita. It's a really special thing, and I think a lot of us are realizing, like, whoa, we've had it really good here. It is a music city. I've been writing a lot. I'm a slow processor, so, like, this whole year, I've just been kind of like observing and trying to figure out what is going on. These days I'm becoming more interested on what is somebody else's story that needs to be told than like what's my own voice. I did my first hospital visit, so I got to go visit somebody, and it was like one of the most pure things, just knowing that somebody's like been literally in the hospital for the last year during COVID, but going and realizing they have not had community for a year. I'm like, I got to get a guitar in here and just like sing. I just got to sing with him and just like playing old hymns, like, you know, just something that like is going to just lift that heaviness for a little bit, to be able to just like love on somebody one of the few ways like I know how to, you know. But yeah. Yeah, you're made alive. There's a lot of pent-up stuff in people right now. So, I mean, just being able to maybe even sit with people and be like, hey, how are you processing? Like, what could you say about this season that you would want to be told? There's an honor that comes with telling somebody else's story, right? So I think coming out of this, like, I just want to sit with more people and listen and try to, like, take a new approach to writing that way. There's one line that I wrote called, "Most days I destroy the blessed world just to feel a sense of purpose." And that's an intense line, right? But that's like coming from a place of like, I was battling some deep depression in that moment. And I know that somebody else could be going through that same thing. If it can like maybe help to at least just see like you're not alone and you're not crazy and you're not flawed just for maybe having like an off day, really, or an off year, then it's worth it.
That story was produced by Torn Anderson. You can hear Aaron Lee Martin every Sunday at Hope Community Church in Andover or at your local pub when they'll start hosting performances again. And one last thing. My children are coming to visit this weekend, and my daughter Elena is bringing along her boyfriend from Seattle. Is there anything more awkward than meeting one of your children's boyfriends or girlfriends for the first time? It's equal parts nervousness and apprehension with a dash of self-doubt for everyone. I remember traveling to Alma, Kansas to meet my wife's parents for the first time in 1984. Her dad's first question was, "How many miles is it from Kansas to Detroit?" It also was his last question and the end of our conversation for the weekend. Turns out her dad wasn't much for idle chit-chat. I wonder how many miles it is from Kansas to Seattle. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.